From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration Sunday after a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country. The protests are fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Sunday also marked the seventh year since Tunisia's Arab Spring uprising that toppled President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali after 23 years in power. The slogan chanted 7 years ago, "Work, Freedom, and Dignity," was invoked yet again this past week for the demonstrations. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has left at least one person dead and dozens injured in Peru on Sunday. The early morning quake was centered 40 kilometers from Acari in the Arequipa department of southwestern Peru, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. A 55-year-old man was crushed to death by a rock in the town of Yauca, according to the Arequipa governor Yamila Osorio on Twitter. U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen said Sunday it was, quote, unfortunate there was a false emergency alarm about an incoming missile in Hawaii, but she said authorities are working to make sure it doesn't happen again. Officials continued to investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident on Saturday, in which residents of the westernmost U.S. state, which is located in the Central Pacific, were erroneously sent emergency alerts on television, radio, email, and mobile devices that warned ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. This is VOA News.